Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to give out recent news on Nintendo games that are coming out. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at comments@nintendoteens.com, or you can visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. And also, visit our website at www.nintendoteens.com, where you can read our blog and listen to our podcast. A lot of speculation has been circling around about the new games that are going to be announced for the E3 press releases for the big publishers, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. And for Nintendo, one of the big games that they're going to be focusing on is the Fire Emblem series. And on our previous episode, we were talking about some of the news that was the details that were released in the trailer, in the previous trailer, and the current trailer has released even more information.
Yeah, alright, so the latest trailer was just released in Japan. There have been a lot of people going on about how one of the new things is called, well, in Japan at least, it's called My Castle. So, kind of like how the players' units in Japan are called My Unit, or, you know, something along the lines of that. It's basically your own castle property you can customize, since in the game you play as the lord of the game,
now,
the main character.
Is the castle you customize, does it depend on which kingdom you choose to?
Yeah, it does, actually. And if you pick Hoshido as your
home nation.
Yeah, if you pick Hoshido? I don't know. But if you pick that, you get the castle area looks a lot more grassy and flowery, and you have these blossoming cherry trees. But if you pick Nor, you end up getting, like, it looks more like dark and desolate, so it's kind of like different aesthetics. From what I've heard, there's also some differences in the mechanics with the facilities and the stuff you can get, whether you choose Hoshido or Nor. There may be a few other differences that we may not have heard of yet that are probably only in the trailer.
Now, can you have animal partners? Is that a new thing?
No, like, if you're talking about that dragonfish thing that I think was named Lilith, that's not... It's kind of just a helper character, I guess, with the My Castle thing, and you can level it up at its little shrine place, but there's not really going to be animal characters following you around. Fire Emblem isn't really that kind of game.
So, is this kind of like the hub world, or is it like your area to farm stuff and customize things? Because in Awakening, you had a map that you could traverse around. Is the map going to be there to travel around in new areas in the new game?
I guess it could be considered a bit of both. You could consider it a hub, I guess, because of the amount you're probably going to be using it. And, well, from what I've also heard, that Hoshido is going to have, like, the Hoshido version is going to have a world map for the different levels, but Nor isn't or something, and it's going to have the classic style menu like in the old games, most of the old games.
Okay. And can you access your units through the map, or do you have to go to the kingdom?
Well, we don't really know that yet, but I'm pretty sure you could access them through the menu or the map. And in the kingdom, though, you can walk around and interact with them.
So, like, a free roam kind of thing, even though it's with the sprites, it's still really new for the Fire Emblem series.
Yeah, when I first saw bits of the trailer and stuff, I was freaking out because I was all like, oh, we can actually control the character like we're playing an RPG and moving around on no grid place.
So, what are the features you can put in your castle? I saw there's a farm.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a farm, and it kind of reminds me of, I don't know, it kind of made me think of Harvest Moon a little bit. And then there was,
reminds me of a lot of Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that does too. Like, the placing building is kind of... There's also, I think there was this thing where there was an arena where you could challenge your units or something, and then they'd give you a reward if you beat them. From what I gained in the trailer.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah, and there's also a sort of cafe area And depending on the stuff you harvest, you can cook different stuff. And that also depends on who's the chef of the day. And different food can have different effects for your units when they go into battle, so they'll, like, raise or lower their stats.
Is it permanent?
No, it's only temporary for the next battle, so you can maybe buff them, repair them for maybe a tough battle. Like, you're not sure if they'll be able to handle this, so you might want to, you know, buff them up a little bit.
See, my concern is how much each all this costs. Like, is... I know you earn, like, bullions and gold and stuff from battles, but I'm guessing the houses and the farms and all and the cafe and that stuff cost a lot of money.
Yeah, probably. I'd guess that. I mean...
Can you tear them down?
I'm sure you can, because you can move stuff around. I don't remember if they showed any tearing down in the trailer, but they mostly showed building the facilities and some of their features.
So, it's going to be somewhat like the Mystery Dungeon games mixed with Animal Crossing.
Yeah, kind of, well...
That's what I think.
Kind of, I guess, it has, like, you know, the Fire Emblem elements to it, because it's Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
And then, we have building and customizing and placing things, which could be, I mean, comparable to Animal Crossing or something like SimCity or whatever.
And something new is that you can dress your units now and customize your player character.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You can change your character's hairstyle and then some stuff that they wear. And the stuff they wear can affect their battle stats. And when they're in battle, you can see them wearing it. Because they showed this little thing in the trailer where the player was wearing this kind of freaky-looking mask and then it was in battle.
I like the new hairstyles.
Yeah.
Are the hair colors going to be, like, as diverse as it was in Awakening?
Probably more diverse, I'm
kinda
guessing.
Like, kind of like Xenoblade?
Yeah, like, a lot of people are saying that it seems a lot more diverse. I'm hoping that...
I just want to make a whole team of clowns.
I want to see if it's diverse enough so I can finally make a Batman team.
Ninja class.
Yeah, I wanted to do that in Awakening, where I just had a bunch of players named Batman that looked like Batman, and then just Jeremy stuck in there. But, there's also the thing called My Room. It's, like, as a facility, it's like a treehouse, actually.
Is it useless?
No, it's the thing where you pet the characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's in a tree. It's a house in a tree, and it looks like some... I guess, like, child-friendly-looking treehouse, and then in the inside, it's just, like, this fancy, lots of red room, which doesn't make any sense, but you can call characters in there, and you can interact with them, basically pet them, which is...
Weird.
Interesting, to say the least.
You can hit them.
Well, we don't know if you can hit them yet, but that would be funny. I'd want to, I hope they put that in there, so, just so I can, like, beat up my least favorite character. It's just, like... Hey, dude, come in over here, and then just start punching them.
So, it reminds me a lot of Pokemon Ami. Also, other similarities to Pokemon are that you can walk around in the sprite areas, and kind of like, it reminds me of, how do you say it, Lumiose City?
Lumiose, yeah.
Yeah, where it was like you're kind of in a, like behind them view. You can kind of zoom in on the environments, right? You can, like, in a place you're standing, you can kind of zoom in and looking around.
Yeah, there's, like, a 360 turning camera.
That's really cool. I'm really excited for that game. Too bad it's coming for 2016.
Oh, yeah. About the Pokemon Ami-based thing, though, a lot of people are calling it Fire Emblem Ami. It's like, they started calling it...
I don't think that's really what it's going to be called.
I know, but it's just weird, because, you know, Pokemon Ami is based off of the French phrase, mon ami, which means my friend. So if you're saying Fire Emblem Ami, you're basically saying Fire Emblem friend.
I really don't think I'm ever going to use that. Probably once, and then I'm just going to forget about it. Like, I forgot about Pokemon Ami.
I mean, it would probably feel nice to, like, pet your favorite characters. If they do really good, congratulate them. I don't know.
Pokemon the Eye.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Speaking of Pokemon, it's rumored that in E3, they're going to announce a new Pokemon game for the Wii U, finally. Like, just... The rumor says it's going to be called Pokemon and you take control of Red, but I'm not sure how accurate it is, but I think it really is plausible, and I think it is practical that they make a actual Pokemon RPG on the Wii U system.
I personally think it would be a good idea, because, I mean, lately, because, you know, they just keep making more generations of Pokemon, but it usually just has the same mechanic, because, you know, but if they put a new twist to the series like that, like a more, I guess, a game that has a more MMORPG feel to it on a Wii U.
Yeah, so a lot of people, like, you're in the region with them, and then you can battle other people. It'd make it easier to battle other people.
Yeah, that could possibly bring more fans in, not like Pokemon has enough fans already. And it could, you know, make more people want to buy the next Pokemon
game. Yeah, the touchscreen would be perfect because the gamepad would be perfect because he had the touchscreen on the bottom, which would be like the DS's touchscreen. And apparently it's going to be in third person, I think? Or no, bird's eye view. Yeah, which is like the traditional Pokemon games, but I would like it if it was either like behind the back version, or maybe first person. First person would be really awesome, because it feel like you're actually like the full experience. But it'd be in HD, so that'd be fine.
Well, maybe changing the camera views. A lot of games have that.
Yeah, and also we're probably gonna get more details on. Oh, we know we're gonna get more details on the new Fire Emblem crossover with Shin Megami Tensei, as well as the new Star Fox that was shown at E3 last year, I think? Yeah. And the new RPG, Xenoblade X. Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Which we're both really excited for.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Xenoblade.
I mean, you can give, like, because you also have a player character you can customize in there, mm-hmm. You can give them any possible skin tone, any possible hair color. There are a lot of different hairstyles, lots of character customization options. Almost unlimited, and the gameplay looks really fun too.
Well, I don't think the facial facial and kind of like outfit customizations are really that diverse. I think it's more of hairstyle and hair color and skin color, more of how your face actually, you know, is designed or looks like.
Yeah, but it's still much more diverse than a lot of other RPGs.
Yeah. So that's about all the E3 news we have for you this week.
Another last thing, though, you know the game Splatoon. There's a lot of hype been going around because it's out now, and lots of people have been playing it. And then there's Squidward memes and
yeah, I wasn't able to catch the demo.
Yeah, well, I got to try out the demo when it was first out. Actually,
did you like it?
Yeah, it's actually really fun. And then there were a bunch of other people playing online too, and it was like one team versus another team, and it's kind of like. You have to blast with your paint guns and stuff. Well, not paint guns, ink. And of your color. And whichever color is on most of the area is the one with the winning team when the time runs out.
Yeah, it's kind of like... People say it's Nintendo's take on an FPS, which I'm not sure if it's that accurate. I mean, it's the closest thing Nintendo's probably ever done to one, but... I don't think it's a full out like serious FPS. I mean, sure it's serious, but it's like it's not like a traditional one. That's what I mean.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about Nintendo. They like to take a new twist on things, make things appear more family friendly and not all bloody and overrated like Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons it's been around for so long because it keeps throwing out new ideas. So that's about all the news we have for you this week. And if you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at comments@nintendoteens.com. Or if you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. And please take a visit to our website at nintendoteens.com, where you can read our blog and access our podcast. Do you have any closing comments, too?
Nah.
So I guess that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.